Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
We're diving into the latest twists in the Brian Koberger case, the man accused of the chilling murders of four University of Idaho students. Just when we thought the evidence was stacking up, a curveball. DNA now from three different individuals found under the victim's fingernails. The defense is pushing to toss this evidence, claiming it's inconclusive. Plus, the judge is fed up with all of the secrecy and is demanding more transparency from both sides. To help us unpack the developments, we've got retired FBI special agent and former chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke, with us. Robin, with the new revelations that we're seeing here about multiple DNA profiles under one of the victim's fingernails, how do you think this could impact the prosecution's narrative? And does it open the door for defense to introduce alternative suspects in a case like this?
You know, I've heard both arguments on both sides. Yes, no, maybe. I don't think it's going to really impact the case too much. You know, the DNA evidence against him from the night chief is so conclusive with him being there that when I first saw this, like, well, what does this actually do? First thing I thought of, what's the probability? How does DNA get under someone's fingernails? And so I actually did a research of this
Okay.
For everyone. So here's how DNA can get under someone's fingernails. First of all, remember, we got a lot of DNA in that house. That is a party house for years and years and years. And so a lot of, I mean, if anyone's ever been in a frat house or around one or a sorority house, you know, they can be grubby. They can be a lot of stuff laying all over the place. And so them being random DNA around doesn't surprise me. Mm-hmm. But physical altercations, yes, that's one way. Because if you engage in a struggle or fight, it's possible to have DNA under the fingernail. Touching contaminated surfaces. If you touch an object or surface that has traces of someone's DNA, like a doorknob, table, or any object recently handled, that DNA can be transferred, especially if you just cut your nails, worked on your nails, or something like that. That's one way. Infections and medical procedures. In other words, if you're exposed to someone's blood all over the place, and that's one way. Environmental factors. DNA can be transferred through environments, such as when dealing with shared spaces and materials that may carry biological samples, like an unclean house. So those are just some ways other than in a physical altercation with someone that DNA can get under someone's fingernails.
And it's an interesting thing with the DNA that was found, because they're saying it's from three different people, that it's all been kind of meshed together. And basically with our current technology, there's not a super great way of completely separating it all out without either saying, This is simply not going to be a match. Then there's inconclusive, and then there is a match. We're in the middle zone here. They're not saying that this could not be Koberger's DNA. They're saying there's enough data there from the strands of DNA that it could be. It can't rule him out, where you could rule some people out, without a doubt. But he's still in that gray area, but not completely. We can't definitively say that it's him. So it's a very, very gray area. And this, obviously, it's, if it is allowed into trial, will ultimately go to a jury. How confusing do you think that will be for a jury to understand? And does it bode better for Koberger, or does it bode better for the prosecution here, considering the weight of the other DNA that we have that is conclusive?
I tried to listen to a lot of lawyers on this when it popped out as well.
Yeah.
Because of that. Because I'm looking at the behavior arc. To me, it does not impact the behavior arc whatsoever for the case, for what we see in the other data points that we have in on all the other evidence. But what the defense is saying on this is that it can, you know, this inconclusive part of it could, the jury could be confused thinking that it actually could be Koberger. So it's actually way on the favor of the prosecution. So that's why defense wants it ruled out, even though if you keep listening and going down on the science of it, they kind of do rule him out because of it. So that's why I say it is kind of confusing to me. It would take a very clear spoken, easily understandable expert. And I know we have sometimes problem with our experts in these cases to explain what exactly this means or doesn't mean. On the big picture of the case, I do not think it's going to have a big impact on it.
How about the autism argument? Because that now has officially been made, and we've been talking about it for a while now, of this is what's going to happen, and it's happened, saying that, you know, he's on the spectrum. They're arguing not necessarily that we want to put this into the case in the court during the trial, but more so if he's convicted and we get to the area where there's going to be the penalty phase, we're deciding if he's going to live or die. It's another area where how is a jury going to interpret autism and understand what it actually is? Because you talk to anybody who may not have someone in their life or themselves who have been affected by that or understand it, they may think it's, you know, somebody in a corner, you know, rocking back and forth and talking to themselves. That's not really what that is. It can be a superpower. Some of the most successful people out there are on the autism spectrum. It can also be extremely debilitating, depending on, you know, what level you're at, if it's going to hold you back. And then there's everything in between. Koberger seems like one of those folks who are on the spectrum where this could have been used as a superpower had he gone into law enforcement and not be accused of murdering these four people, where he probably could have been very successful at it because of his drive and because of the way that his brain works. But unfortunately, allegedly, it all went to this other direction of almost being incel-like and having this hatred towards women and this self-loathing and then ultimately taking it out on these students. How do you think this could play in a court with that argument?
I still think psychopathy is his major flaw, not autism, because that's what really drove his behavior. I saw an interesting thing on the news earlier today. Someone actually who's been in the courtroom with Koberger multiple times. So defense attorney had actually, because I haven't seen anyone actually testing him for autism or he's on a spectrum, like, so nothing clinical. Mm-hmm. His defense attorney described him as, from her perspective, of having autism because he was rocking and couldn't lock eyes. That was literally just like you described, right? But actually, someone who's actually seen him and been with him in the courtroom has never seen him do that and actually had a lot of eye contact with her. So the argument of behavioral observations as a diagnosis for autism is what I heard the defense attorney was doing this morning. That's why I'm curious how they're going to present it.
Yeah,
I think that defense is doing what we've said multiple times. She's putting stuff out in the media that's going to be consumed by any potential juror mm-hmm. to tug at a heartstring to save a life of Koberger. I literally think that's all this is.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that we're there right now. I mean, I know you have to make those arguments before you get into the actual case to admit or have things be withheld, but it's a big one. Autism doesn't mean you don't know right and wrong.
Right.
Psychopathy does. There's, you know, if you go into sociopath, that can mean that too, to a certain extent. And the two can coexist. You can be autistic. You can be on the spectrum and a psychopath or a sociopath or many other things as well. So it's two totally different categories. If you're autistic, you may see things differently. You may laugh at things. You may react to things differently than a neurotypical person. You may have different reactions to things, but there's not going to be a reaction of, I think I'm justified in killing these people, you know, because women don't like me or because I'm awkward around people. He already seems to know that he's awkward around people, but has, you know, I guess maybe made some sort of peace with it and blames the outside world. That's my conjecture on it. That's a big thing that I think is going to have to be argued if this is brought into court, to really educate those jurors on what it means. And right and wrong is not necessarily something that people on the spectrum battle with.
Yeah, we said this on the last show too. I've never seen autism brought up like this in a case like this before. And I think it's a weak argument legally. Because again, there's not a lot. Because again, every time I try to look up something on science on this, when it comes to violent behavior, there's just not a lot of data points there to support it. I think it's a heartstring attempt because, again, a lot of people are touched by autism because a lot of people have a varying degree of it, because it is, you know, it's prevalent in our society. And also in recent generations, I know there's more people are being diagnosed with it now than there were 20 years ago. And so it touches everyone's life from one way or the other. And not in a necessary an adverse way. It's just a way, you know.
It's just better understanding. Just yeah.
It's very part of life, and that's why. I have not seen any linkage between autism and violent behavior.
No, it's actually the other way around.
I know it is, and that's why it's it's a little, it's a stretch. But hey, she gets paid to stretch things. And she's doing a good job of stretching. I think this is a massive stretch.
The fact that we're here right now and we're talking about, she's trying to introduce this into the case. And look, they know a hell of a lot more than we do. Ann Taylor knows, you know, what's there in discovery. So does the prosecution. Tons of things we do not know about this case. They have known about this fingernail DNA stuff forever, probably, since it came out probably more than a year ago. It's just now that Hippler says, I'm going to start releasing stuff because this is getting ridiculous, that we're going to start seeing more and more pieces of evidence come out. And who knows what direction it could go. It could go either way. This is just a new interesting piece to the whole puzzle of where this could all end up. There's just so many questions as to what else are we going to find out? And it makes me wonder if she is really looking at this now from a perspective of, there's more stuff here that's going to come out that's really going to put him in a corner. So right now, we just kind of got to go to, we got to try and save his life, rather than arguing alternative suspect theories or whatever else that may come along the line. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, when she failed to get the DNA dismissed on the knife sheath and how it was collected, she went into, and she'd been doing 50-50 on this, I thought, from the get-go of tugging on heartstrings to save life. I think she's all in on avoiding death penalty at this point. I from everything I'm seeing, from everyone I'm listening to and talking to, you know, we have a really, really solid case. I think they did a good job. And I think the judge has done a really, really good job on this as well, keeping things clean, keeping things thorough. Again, we hate the timeline's taking so long, but I really think they've done that for the perspective of, let's make this a solid case so that when she appeals it, as she will, it will not win anything on appeal.
Exactly. I mean, that is ultimately the goal in something like this. Let's get this as clean cut as we can so everybody can be on their way and we can get some peace here without having a lot of appellate issues on something like this. It's going to be fascinating to see what else comes out. One of the big pieces I am wondering about, which I think in a lot of cases in the last several years has been stronger than DNA, is the digital footprint. What was on his phone? What were the texts? What were his emails? What was he looking up? What was he shopping for? All things that she tried to suppress as well. Mm-hmm. And if you're going hard on those sort of things, suppress it, suppress it, suppress it, it's probably because there's something there. If there's nothing there, you're not going to sit there and make big arguments about this needs to be suppressed. You're going to choose your, you know, your fruit wisely that you're going to pull from the tree and go, hey, what about this? Or let's not talk about this. So I'm very curious as to what we're going to find out in those sort of areas.
So you see, this is Robin doing his thinking brain. Mm-hmm. So here's what I have a theory of what we might see on the digital evidence. So again, let's look at a pattern of his behavior. He did a good job of academically knowing what he shouldn't do for a period of time. In other words, he knew he was supposed to not have DNA on his trash. And so only after he committed the murders did he put his trash in baggies and try to put it in the neighbor's trash can. Mm-hmm. Only during the actual murder itself, again, if it's Koberger, did he turn his cell phone off, but not the days before and after, you know, in that same proximity? So because of that, only a couple data points, so we're going to use our conjecture hat and our thought experiment. What we might see is he might see on digital footprint a lot of activity for a period of time. And then the day I think we might see evidence or being able to theorize when he came up with this idea. Mm-hmm. Because at that point, when he came up with the idea of what he wanted to do, that's when things are going to shift on how he did things online.
Yeah.
And so we're going to see a pattern and arc of behavior of online behavior, then a aha moment. I'm going to escalate to this. And from this point forward, I need to be as clean as possible online. And so you're going to see a change in his online behavior, I think, at a certain point is when he decided to do this. And then you're going to see it. Well, then you're going to see it after the murder. We're going to see if it changed after the murder. So what you're going to see is, I think you're going to see a block of time that he was in prep phase or in getting close phase. Mm-hmm. Again, pure conjecture.
Sure.
If it's him, that's why I think we're going to see a block of time that there's going to be a change of behavior digitally.
Yeah. Allegedly, 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 allegedly.
100%. 100%.
We do have a pretty reputable source, and we're not confirming this or anything like that. But so this is it's another piece of conjecture that's out there. We'll find out what it actually means. But someone pretty close to the investigation that knows some folks in it, and this has been out in the ether for quite some time, that there likely will be an Amazon receipt showing a purchase of the K-Bar knife. Again, conjecture, not proven, not out there in any sort of factual basis. But let's theoretically say that when they present this in court, here it is, Brian, there's your purchase of the exact type of K-Bar knife and sheath that was used in the murder. Is it game over at that point? Is that purchase going to be the thing that sinks him more than even the DNA?
If they can show a picture of it and then a picture of the sheath with a DNA touch point.
DNA. Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, all K-bars look the same. But yeah, that's going to not help And then if you can then show, again, it'll be really interesting to see if that's true and confirmed and they presented it as evidence, when that was, when he bought that online, again, seeing that change in online digital activity at that same time, again, you're going to see an arc, you're going to see a shift, a change, and then the murder, and then maybe a change afterwards. And so that might be around that same time period they're seeing it. Because again, I think it's going to definitely hurt. And then it's also going to add to a data point for behavior patterns.
It's going to be an interesting thing on that, because if they can show that this is a pattern of behavior, that he collects knives, which I don't know that that's a thing. Mm-hmm. If that's a thing, that's not going to, I mean, that could actually kind of pull that down a little bit, because there's a lot of people who are into knives that do tend to collect them. It's kind of a thing with a lot of folks.
I don't think you're going to see it.
I don't think we're going to see it either.
You know why? Because when they did the search of the house, we had the search return. Yeah. And the only knives I think they took out were kitchen knives.
Yeah.
And they weren't his. And if they're, so think about this. If you're a collector of things, again, this is deep empathy. Place yourself as a collector. Yeah. When you're a collector and you're away at college, I mean, my son and my daughter are two adults in their mid to late 20s. And I have all their crap in my house still, you know, even though they have similar crap in their own homes that mirrors the crap here, but they have a lifetime of being fixated on, like, great example, Legos.
Yes.
My son and I build Star Wars Legos together. Mm-hmm. He has some Star Wars Legos where he lives, and we have a lot of Star Wars Legos here.
Uh-huh.
My son does collect knives as well. He's a Marine Corps jet pilot, right?
Sure.
So we have knives here, and he has knives at his house. In other words, if Koberger was a collector of knives, there'd be knives everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And if there's no pattern of that, then that's going to show.
If it's a one-off, was this for? It's a spike in behavior. What was the intent of this? And so that's what prosecution is going to lay out, is that, hey, we have a spike in behavior, a one-off purchase on one item. What was that for? Explain that.
Going to be a lot of interesting things that are going to be coming out here before we even get to trial, I think, now that Hippler has made that decision of we can't keep everything under seal. So, yeah, more questions. Another big turn in the Koberger story.
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists, all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anna-based pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.